My name is Matilde, and I am the outreach ambassador at the Pacific Neuroscience Institute. I'm doing patient support and outreach for our recipients who are having a cochlear implant. My goal is to create a safe environment for our recipients so they feel supported when they get a cochlear implant. I was born without hearing, and I got my first cochlear implant when I was 2 years old. I kind of wanted to work with cochlear implants since a lot of people think it's going to limit your lifestyle, that it's a very overwhelming process and journey. And for me, it's just a little accessory that I put on in the morning, and that makes me able to live the life I want. Recently, we have developed Mondays with Matilde, where I offer one-on-one support for our patients if they have questions about troubleshooting, equipment, accessories, or just in general want to know more about cochlear implants. I'm also offering lip reading course for our patients, those who are having a harder time understanding in bigger crowds. I'm also doing community outreach. So I'm going out to audiology practices to tell about PNI and our program, as well as trying to get people with cochlear implants together. So I've met a lot of people with cochlear implants, so it's very nice to just catch up with them, meet with them, talk about both the good and bad things with cochlear implants. Some people think that you can't take it off, or it's really hard to take off, and it's very easy. You just take the whole processor and battery off, and this is how it looks. Basically, there is a battery here that goes on and off. There's the processor, the cable, and the coil, and the magnet. And the magnet is the one that sticks to my head. So I don't hear the natural way of hearing. I hear up here instead. And I hear in an electrical way. A cochlear implant is something you wear on the outside on your ear. So of course it's maybe feels different when you have glasses or helmet or hats on, but you can have any of that on without any restrictions. I love being active. I love traveling. There's nothing that stands out where I can't do it because of my cochlear implant. Cochlear implants are MRI Tesla 3.0 approved, but going through an airport, like the security in the airport, you have nothing to worry about. I travel a lot from Denmark to America, and I just wear my cochlear implants as usually. And I want to say something else that's very unique with traveling. With cochlear implants, you are able to Bluetooth streaming in the airplane straight, so you can watch movies and it goes straight into your cochlear implants. So it's definitely improving and developing, and the technology is just getting better and better. A cochlear implant is not a quick fix. It takes time, patience, and practice to be able to hear very good through a cochlear implant. Some people hear well after a few days, others it might take a little longer, but we have a few tools in order to be able to hear quicker and faster, and that is by doing some rehab every day. And I will go through that with the patient if they consider a cochlear implant. So my goal and hope is to spread more awareness about cochlear implants in the community. And since I've had it my whole life, I know how hard it is sometimes to be embracing your cochlear implants. That's why I wanted to work in this field. Since my whole life, I have not really shown my cochlear implants that much. Since I was living a normal hearing childhood, and I didn't have a lot of people with cochlear implants, so not all people understood what a cochlear implant was, and that I did not have any hearing at all when I took them off. So that's kind of where it drove me here today. I really want to work with this. I want to help other people. I want to help those who are going through the same process as me when I was little. And my hope is to do a big community with cochlear implants recipients, meeting with each other, spreading more awareness, educate about it. And I'm also doing support groups. So if anybody is feeling they need more support or they need to meet with somebody, they can always reach out to me.